I don't know, certainly no hostility, and I think the mood at that time was that most people didn't feel that it was that great a problem.
Mm.
And my feeling, obviously explainable from my own particular case, was that the reason they didn't feel that it was a particular problem was because they didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid I still feel that way. I have to say that it was very significant to me that when this report finally came out and ultimately was distributed to the entire faculty, I have no direct statistics to be able to know how many faculty members actually read that report. But I think there were very few in number. And it was only much later, when things began to heat up, and ironically, it was the TAs who resurrected that report. And all of a sudden, the Mulvihill report, so-called, came to be a hot issue. And most of the faculty never read it.